Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on York. Epps moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Moore trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift is walked intentionally. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Outlaw moves to third. Swift moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McQuinn out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field. Outlaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Outlaw. Mancuso moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Moore reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.